Now, I have been talking all day about the fantastic singer-songwriter Nina Armstrong. What does she sound like? Well, let me give you a flavour. I've put together a couple of her tunes from the EP she's just about to launch. Have a listen to this.
Feeling right and feeling strong, vulnerability is gone. Horizons disappear as positions become clear. And it's all right, it's all right if we disappear. Edges blur, sparkles swirl as it all comes clear. Yeah. And in a world full of people, only someone to fly. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? We're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. We're never gonna survive. And soothing smile, I know your name and you know mine. This could be something. This could be something. This could be something.
I have the EP in front of me. Nina Armstrong launching the EP Disappear tomorrow night in Groucho's Music Lounge in Richill, County Armagh. I am delighted to welcome her to our lunchtime bistro. How you doing, Nina? You well?
I'm doing well, yeah.
good. The last time I saw you were doing something completely different. You were working with the homeless.
I was working with young people that were homeless, yeah. I did that quite a bit. I did that for quite a few years, yeah.
And I remember that time. I mean, we're going back.
It must be nearly 10 years.
It probably would be, but you know, I remember that time you were writing your tunes, yeah. You were performing your songs, but you weren't confident enough to go and actually give up your day job to concentrate solely on. I suppose, Jack, you need to make money, like, so you sort of think, am I going to make money at it? So, what made you decide, right, I'm going to go at this full time?
Well, I had spent the past few years trying to figure out how to parent a small boy, mm-hmm. and figured out that maybe music was easier. So he's getting up a wee bit now, and I just thought, I'm his role model, so I want him to see his mum doing something that
she loves.
Yeah. So, and he now will quite confidently say, when he's cutting and sticking and pasting, that I say he enjoying doing that, and he'll say, yes, my work, I'm an artist.
Yeah, so. Oh, that's great. That's super. So you are, well, every parent's a role model.
Yeah.
You think about it that way. So you didn't want to be coming home from work thinking, I hate my job.
No.
You want to be coming home happy. Or being at home, because of course you can do all of your work at home.
From home, most of it, yeah.
And are you performing a lot out and about? Are you getting gigs? Or
I have
is
been
it difficult?
Doing. It's difficult enough. I had been doing quite a few. I think I have a few coming up now. Obviously, I have this tomorrow night in Groucho's, and I'll be playing at the 10th Belfast Nashville Singer Songwriters Festival.
Very good. That's brilliant. It's always good to get involved. Colin and Anna are fantastic,
brilliant.
Aren't they?
Yeah. So that's to be confirmed as when. But and also the Purple Sessions in Slane is a lovely. Is a lovely songwriter night, and I've done it a few times, and I think I'm due back there in April.
Oh, very good.
And a few other things that aren't maybe just confirmed yet.
Yeah.
But
it's all happening for you.
It's all happening.
Now.
It's brilliant crack, yeah.
So what inspired the song? You're going to perform a wee tune for us. Which one are you doing?
I knew you were going to ask me.
which one are you doing for us, first of all?
I'm going to attempt the second one. This could be something.
Okay. And what inspired this tune before you do it for us?
I suppose it's about it's about two people that meet, and I suppose it's about finding love. It's the only one on the EP now that has any mention of love or relationship or whatever.
It's not a woman who's trying to think, oh, what sort of love and sop can I put out there? No. What are the other tunes? What are they based on then? If they're not, because most songs are somewhere there's love or lust.
Yeah, but this one's more about finding love in it, as opposed to the idea of it being, it's all sort of fireworks and mental and mad and crazy and just disappearing into each other. It's about gentle quiet. This could be something.
Yeah.
And it's about potential and possibility as opposed to just, I suppose, unhealthy and unrealistic.
Okay, well, look, give us a wee flavour of it. I mean, go on, let's hear it. This is your debut on our bistro and hopefully not the last time we have you in the bistro, but go ahead.
I'll give it a go.
No song to unite us, synchronize the signs to guide us. No souls exploding in a moonlit sky, no heartbeat pausing for a lover's eye. Without compulsion, need to be near you, notion. Feeling of meeting in another time, no strange connection, changed state of mind. A blinking light, simple words and soothing smile. I know your name and you know mine. This could be something. Could be something. This could be something. No time spent guessing, confiding or confessing. No ripping the wrapper from a shining soul, collapsing quickly into the hole. Nothing to master and no studying laughter. No restriction in the currents that moves between. A blinking light, simple words and soothing smile. I know your name and you know mine. This could be something. This could be something. This could be something. Nothing's at stake here. Nothing can. Blinking light.
Whoa! Straight out of Armagh, that's Nina Armstrong, and This Could Be Something. See, it was not difficult. No. I was coming into the bistro like I was going to kill her. I'm glad you relaxed and you enjoyed that. That was super. That was brilliant. Your voice is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's really, really lovely. It was a treat. Anybody sitting down having a wee cup of tea, just chilling out with us there now, I'm sure really loved that. And you only learned to play guitar like about 10, 11 years ago.
It was about 10 years ago I started, yeah.
But who taught you?
The guy, Stuart Neville, he sort of taught me, and then he and I would have played out together for a good few years before I had Saul, but he's busy being an award-winning crime fiction novelist now. Right. I thought it was very selfish of him, but...
But here, listen, you did a good job. You obviously, you had a flair for it before you picked it up, because that was just great.
Oh, thank you.
Super stuff. And listen, guys, that was just a flavour of what you can expect. I've had this EP in the car for the last few weeks, and it's just lovely. It's so soothing. What have people been saying? I know some people are saying a wee bit like Suzanne Vega.
That's what I would get. Yeah. I would get that, yeah. Suzanne Vega or Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
That's what people would say. I don't know. I haven't a clue.
You just do what you do. Well, listen, clearly you've got a great talent there, Nina.
Thank you. Good luck.
All the very best. Can people just go along tonight to the Groucho's Music Lounge?
Yes, they can come along. I've had messages from people coming. I think there's some coming from Belfast, some from Omagh, and Dublin as well.
All right.
So, but yes, you can just turn up. It's a lovely, lovely, lovely venue.
And you're just going to chill out tonight and enjoy it.
I'm going to enjoy it.
You're going to love it.
I'll be having some, there'll be some songs at the start too from Adele Ingram from Wookalilly, from the band Wookalilly, and Rowena Cairns.
Very good.
We'll be doing some songs to start off with.
Good
so
stuff.
Hopefully it's going to be, everybody
that sounds like it's
going
to be a good night. So you can just go at the door. You don't need tickets or anything else. All right, just go way in at the door. You can pay at the door and go along and enjoy the launch of the new EP from Nina Armstrong. It's called Disappear. Trust me, folks, you will love it. So if you can get your hands on a copy, go for it. Nina, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for
all the
me
very
down.
Best.
Thank
Keep
you.
Us posted on your progress and what you're up to, okay?
Thanks
a lot. By the way, it's free in tomorrow night. So we're just trying to figure out how much is it to get in for the launch of Nina's album or EP, Disappear. It's free entry. So if you're in the area, if you're in Rich Hill, go ahead, go along and enjoy it.